Hi, this is Cass. Welcome to the Curio Podcast, where two old friends hash out current events, politics, and whatever strikes our fancy. Visit us on Twitter at Podcast Curio. Join our Facebook page. Check out our website, curiopodcast.org. And don't forget to subscribe. Thanks for listening. Welcome. We have our very good friend Kathy with us tonight.
Hey now.
Kathy hasn't been on the show before. I'm really excited.
And you'll have to excuse us. We just got stoned.
Shh. Don't tell them.
No, they can know. We're just not supposed to do it in front of them. But Kathy, you're here on a very good night because this is our 50th episode.
Wow. That's right.
50.
50. 50 episodes.
We have been busy.
We've done this 50 times.
50 times. We're coming up on our year in like 4 weeks.
We did it in the car once.
We did it in the car twice.
And we did it at the museum.
That's what she said.
We were all thinking it.
Kathy, you want to tell our listeners about you? About yourself?
I'm okay.
You're okay.
I'm okay.
And
I'm okay.
You're okay, Kathy.
Dang, I didn't mean to sing so high.
But hi. We encourage singing on the show.
I've known Cass Miller a long time.
Long, long time.
Mm-hmm. And Kimmy, too. We have a long history as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not consecutively long.
No, neither did we.
Just kind of like, oh my God, there you are at the book fair. What the fuck?
Tonight we thought we would do a bitch fest.
Okay.
Because, you know, the men in this country want to take women's rights away. I'm pretty pissed about it.
I think they want to take all of the rights away from everybody.
Who's not them?
Yeah.
Okay, so I thought we could have a bitch fest, but if you run out of things to talk about, I have also filled Yudi Patootie with different topics that may be of interest, and I can throw you, Yudi. You can take a topic out.
Okay.
And talk about that topic.
Okay.
Or come up with one of your own.
One of my own topics.
Do you have your own topic, or would you like me to throw Yudi to you?
I thought we were talking about weed. I was under the impression this was like the dope show or something.
No.
Oh.
We can't take it anymore.
Oh, we're mad as hell.
We're mad as hell. We're going to smoke pot and talk about it.
Oh. Okay.
So if you have a topic.
Let me adjust myself.
She's got to move now.
We can talk about weed too, right? You can talk about anything.
Do you want me to throw Yudi to you?
Yeah, I definitely want to check out the Patootie.
This is Yudi Patootie.
This is adorable.
I made her because when you're a woman and you have a uterus, people always hand you things to put inside of it.
Oh my God.
So. Yeah, you guys, when did we do this? Like,
Yudi, do I have permission? I'm seeking consent from this uterus.
That's
to
very
stick put my hand in it.
That's very nice. Yeah. No one's ever asked that before of Yudi.
Yeah, we just kind of dug in.
We did. What is your topic?
I can't talk about that.
Okay.
Uh-oh. See? Some of these things
Some
are
of this
be...
stuff is just so incredibly, entirely too emotional for me that I just...
You just can't, yeah.
I have to keep myself separated just enough so that I can keep my feet on the ground and continue to move forward and be helpful to the world in the way that I have figured out how to be. And and when I think about kids in cages, it really, it stops that momentum for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize that there is a tremendous amount of privilege in my ability to put that away and continue on with my day. I recognize that fully. Mm-hmm. And that's what I have to do to get by.
Well, so there's so much going on. I think that you can forgive yourself if you are concentrating on other things.
I do.
Because there's too much.
You know, my day is typically spent helping other people through their difficult stuff.
Right.
So I feel like I'm contributing to the better parts and uplifting of the world and higher vibrations in my work. And mm-hmm. so if that's all I got, that's all I got.
Do you think that by concentrating on the higher vibrations and, like, trying to be in that space, do you think that it makes all of the issues even more
intense
and intense? Like, do you think it's... I'm moving my hands around right now.
I
you guys can't see. And
I see you're moving your hands. You're moving your hands away from each other, like...
So...
Guess how much I love you. I love you this much.
Like, is
She's getting deep over here.
Is it comparable, I guess? The good feelings, you know, putting the good things into the world and then having the bad things in the world over here. Like,
are you saying having the bad things, knowing about the bad things in the world is more intense for her because she does?
Are they equitable or how do they relate to each other? Other than just, I'd imagine it's kind
like
of a battle.
Two things, being like a constant daily battle of trying to sort out whose feelings I'm feeling, as, you know, the empaths do. And here's how I'm getting by, and I'm not saying this is the right way or the only way to do it.
There is no right way right
here's
now.
Here's what's working for me.
Right.
Do it. Go.
I can only look at newsy things for certain periods of time. You know what's really great, actually? It's taking care of itself. Here's how. My phone tells me, like, it interacts with my body. After a little bit, I really physically start getting nauseous.
Right.
Looking at my phone.
Yeah.
And that's when I'm like, oh, done.
Yeah.
This is making me feel bad.
This is making me feel bad.
I don't
And
want
when
this anymore.
I feel bad, my vibration is lower. And when I feel bad, I can't be as helpful to that person laying on the table.
Right.
Or whatever. So me feeling bad is not helpful to any of these situations.
Right.
And I'm just not somebody who can separate themselves. I can't look at news and not feel bad. I can't, you know, pull the Children in Cages ticket out of UD and not, like, have a physical response.
Mm-hmm.
I can't not do that. Totally some people can. I'm so envious of them sometimes.
Isn't that weird? Some people seem to be able to be absolutely detached from all this stuff. That's what I
don't...
Oh,
I really...
They just don't care.
Some days I long for that life.
It's like, yeah.
Do you, though?
Some days. When I get super saturated, yeah. To go work in a box factory would be dreamy.
Oh, yeah.
Just to check out
just
for a little
boxes.
While.
Just fold boxes.
We've talked about this before, though. What's better, you know, just being kind of on the surface and being able to gloss over everything and just whatever,
so
who cares, or to actually
get
feel
in it.
Invested and get in it.
I think
in
that
it
you can get in it and be invested in it without getting into the muck, though. I don't think there's necessarily that kind of glossy, superficial part and only, you know, deep down in the muck. I think there's a way to be, I think there's a third option. Okay, so again, like, here's what I'm choosing to do. This is what's working for me. I take my cues from my phone.
Mm-hmm.
When it says, put me down, I'll put it down. And then I'll spend a moment or two imagining, making a picture in my mind, or just thinking about how much better it could be. I try to lift it back up and put a positive vibration back out into the universe.
Yeah.
You know, like, fill their hearts with love.
Mm-hmm.
Lift those people who are in charge of these things, lift them up so that they can see how terrible this is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm spending more time.
Yeah.
Rather than, oh God, oh God, more kids, another kid died. I mean,
mm-hmm.
That's what I have to do to get by.
I feel like I bounce around. Sometimes I can do that, and then sometimes I am fucking pissed. Today I was pissed.
I was pacing around the house today.
What the fuck is going on? What is happening to our country?
Yeah.
This is, it is just a boundary
has been crossed, I think, in this country. A boundary it's going to take some work getting back from.
It feels like every once in a while, it feels like there's, like, we go up a notch or go down a notch. Like, it almost feels like I can feel it. Like, oh, shit, we just...
You're not the only one. People on Twitter today, all of them were, like, almost despondent. I can't take it. Today's the day that I just can't take it.
Because
there's too much.
Point.
Yeah.
And it's
but
just
I just
a
don't
lot.
Think that has to be the end. I mean, it's just a moment in time.
Today's, oh, no, I totally believe
day,
that. Yeah.
You know, and then we gather and push forward. And I'm choosing to think of all of this as a darkest before the dawn experience.
Yeah.
That we're about to level up massively as a species.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why all of this really difficult stuff has to happen.
It seems to happen that way.
I just pulled abortion out of the uterus. What are you doing? So I just pulled my uterus out of an abortion. No, I just pulled this abortion topic out of my uterus.
This is all.
I don't even know what to say about this.
Well, okay. From a practical standpoint, it's not in effect right now.
I know.
It's got to go through several courts first.
I know.
I know that they're trying to work this all up for a Supreme Court challenge. I get that. Personally, I am not going to engage in the fear. And I am going to hold fucking hope.
Oh, I don't have fear.
Courts are not going to let this happen.
I don't.
I'm also hoping that Alabama will catch fire.
The whole thing?
Yes.
I feel sorry for the people in Alabama who are not only devastated by what they're government is doing, their state government, but also, I mean, everybody's talking shit about Alabama right now.
I know, that's gotta suck so bad.
And there's some people in Alabama
who
are,
Alabama who would love to get out and cannot.
Like, fuck, it's not me!
I know.
That's how I feel as an American sometimes. Like,
right.
It's not me!
It's not me, I'm not the
one. This is not my idea of a good time.
So for our listeners around the world, here in the United States right now, the Republican Party, the Conservative Party, has tried to strip the rights away from women for their health care. I can't talk. I'm so stoned. How many states? I think last count, 11.
Do you do this often? Do you get stoned and talk?
No, and this is why.
Oh, okay.
It gets a little, you know, wiggly.
Yeah,
states.
It gets
even more
really
wiggly
than
usual.
We find that wine is better. Just because.
Oh, that just makes me so mumbly mouth.
Oh, no, not us. We get really funny.
Okay.
She says about herself.
That's what she said.
So.
Bunch of states, the United States, have passed these crazy.
Unconstitutional laws.
Unconstitutional mm-hmm. laws about women's bodies, and it's insane.
It's created a wave of grief, I think. And I don't, being a woman, you know, close to 47, not really having babies, not having babies anymore, it doesn't affect me personally.
Right.
But I was so upset at the audacity that they could presume to control what I do with my body. It's more the principle. That's why I'm not as afraid as I am fucking pissed. Coming from our episode about the suffragettes and knowing that the ERA never passed and we don't actually have equal rights under the Constitution, now they're going to take away that one right we had, that one constitutional right we had to body autonomy.
Right.
Fuck the ERA never passing. I mean,
it's so like, God, it's just so blatant. It is the most ridiculous ruse I can imagine, and the idiocy of it just gets under my skin. Something fierce. They have no arguments based in reality or science or fact. It's all, oh, it's about the sanctity of life. Well, no, it's not.
Mm-mm.
If the sanctity of life was an issue, then fuck, healthcare, gun reform. I mean, there's a myriad of things that they could do to help the people who are living on this planet
right
as individuals.
Now, breathing air.
Not, yeah.
But they don't want to. They don't want to help anybody.
No, they don't.
No, there's no money in it.
Well, there's that part of it, but then there's that whole other evangelical side plan.
Yes. They're looking forward to the end of the earth.
Right.
The reason they like Donald Trump there is because they actually believe he's the Antichrist.
What? Wait, I haven't heard this.
This just came out recently.
This is a new idea.
So here's the thing. The evangelicals can't have their rapture unless
Israel
is in the hands of the Jews and Israel has defeated her enemies. Hello, Iran. And then, once Israel has defeated all of her enemies, then they can all go home to the kingdom of heaven. And so deregulating everything, right, in effect, speeds up the plan for them to go sit.
There are people in actual power
next to
that
Jesus
you have
side.
Heard of that believe this.
Yes.
Evangelicals, people very high up, even in the cabinet, believe that they are looking... They are working towards the end of the earth.
So they think that
they can have their rapture.
Yeah.
Are they in cahoots with God?
Of course.
Wow.
Well, here's the other thing. I just want to, the one more little side note, right?
Do
so
it.
If abortion is illegal, right, it becomes a felony. Felons can't vote.
Yeah, that was the other thing.
Holy
Did
mother
we say that
God.
Already? Sorry.
I didn't say that already. Yeah.
That's fucking interesting.
Right?
It's not going to work, but they don't care.
No, that's because it's not part of their plan. Cruelty is the point.
Cruelty is the point.
It's so fucked up.
whole fucking thing's fucked up.
Here, it's your turn.
Okay. All right.
Womb
of terror.
Last week we were drunk. We don't do this. We don't get altered.
Okay.
All the time.
I mean, you don't have to.
I don't care.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is,
do what you like.
We actually know what we're doing. It's just not working right now.
We don't get altered. Isn't that what they call, like, sometimes when they fix dogs?
Yeah.
At some point, and I don't remember this happening, and neither does she, but she, I quoted her, it says, "Fuck you with your fucking poop, fuckers." And I wrote down later, because I didn't remember her even saying that, "I don't remember this."
Okay. Oh, you guys.
Did I say it on while we were recording?
I don't think so. I think it was afterwards. Like, maybe when I was editing and you were
rant
blogging and I was editing, and I think you were mad at WordPress.
Oh, yes. That could very well be.
I want to know. I've got questions about... I've got questions about the logistics of this, like, fucked up Georgia, Alabama business where the woman would get 99 years in prison if she left the state.
It's the doctor.
Okay, she also is imprisoned if she leaves the state and seeks an abortion and comes back?
Yes, and also her conspirators.
So here's my question.
Anybody who drives her,
is there a special police force? Will there be a newly developed agency of enforcement?
That's a good question.
Kathy right now is
I'm like whipping
her cape around. She's wearing a shawl. Whipping it around in anger. Go, girl, go.
Are they going to assign... Are there going to be, like, new officers to patrol this? Are they going to reassign...
Are they going to make...
Cops? Are they going to, like, patrol the highways? And if they see, like, a woman in her...
Are they going to get
childbearing
tipped off
age?
By people
are they
going to,
like,
who are...
pull her over and
are
check
they
going
to come up with roadside kits to test for pregnancy?
Okay.
Oh, that's a great
this
question.
This is fucking absurd.
The other issue is that if you have a miscarriage, now you're going to have to prove that an actual miscarriage.
You're under investigation.
And not a self-abortive technique.
Mm.
So a woman going through the hardest thing she would ever have to go through in her life is now going to be subjected to a pelvic exam? Are they going to do...
No, they can't do that.
This
they
is the plan.
They can't give you a pelvic while you're miscarried.
The plan is...
I know.
Well, they're going to investigate.
The plan is
not based in reality. Cruelty is the point.
Yes.
Well, and it's also, it's a bunch of those freaky rules that they'll slap onto something else. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you did this? Well, then you...
I've wondered for the longest time what the end game is. What is...
It is the apocalypse.
And it just... that's recently become clear to me.
That's what they want.
The goal is... apocalypse. They are like the White Walkers.
Say who they are.
The Republicans are the fucking White Walkers of our world. Just I'm really dead, just gonna kill everything.
So they all think that they're on their way to heaven.
Yeah.
The rest of us are gonna go to hell.
Right.
And they're gonna make it happen.
Yeah.
This sounds like a freaking John Carpenter movie or something. Like,
no.
It's
really
sounds
happening.
Like fiction, doesn't it?
It does sound like fiction.
It
absolutely sounds
book.
Like fiction.
I wish I could write
Mike
good.
Pence believes this.
Mike Pence mm-hmm. is creepy as fuck.
I believe Mike Pompeo also believes this.
Oh, I think you're right. And I wouldn't be surprised if Bolton didn't either.
I'm sure. I mean, the two people
Bolton
he wants.
Believes too.
He got us into Iran, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, no.
And wants us, he's pushing us into Iran.
Into Iraq.
All of a sudden.
And Iraq.
Oh, yeah, I got those mixed
Iraq
up.
No, Iraq and Iran.
Iraq?
So.
Iran.
And all of a sudden, Trump starts talking about what a Christian he is. Have you noticed that lately?
Oh, he's just saying that. That's just lip service.
That's just
I know, but it's not a card he typically plays.
Yeah, he's been doing
well,
that
because
a
he's deep in shit. The shit is just covering his head right now. Hey, have we reached the munchy version?
The munchy part
of our evening.
The Scooby snacks are out.
It's time for munchies.
Mm. Peanut butter.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Yeah.
This one tastes like chocolate cake.
Lucky.
That's weird.
Mm.
We're eating Jelly Bellies right now.
They're delicious.
They are.
It's the perfect snack for when you're stoned, I think.
I wonder what it sounds like when we eat the Jelly Bellies.
Not as crunchy as a pretzel.
Mm-mm.
Mm, no. But, you know.
Pretzels are for break time.
More saliva is
This
involved.
Is probably going to be a break time. I'm probably going to edit this out.
You think so?
Yeah.
They might be good little outtakes for just,
it
you
might
know.
Be.
No, I'm not editing. What was your topic? Did you say it out loud?
Oh.
Did we talk about
Resisting
it?
Tyranny.
It all just keeps coming back around, doesn't it?
To resisting tyranny? It's like the never-ending battle. It's a never-ending battle. I was thinking about that today. I was like, God, it's like... It's always there.
Right.
It's always there. It's like always whack-a-mole. Happen. You get one, another one pops up, and it's like everywhere you look, there's...
What are some ways to resist tyranny, though?
Fuck shit up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna fuck some shit up. That's what I was thinking today. God.
Well.
I'm shambling around the house, like, doing laundry and all this stupid stuff. I just think, fuck. I want to fuck some shit up. I'm pissed.
Did we talk on the phone today? We did. We were talking about fucking shit up on the phone. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the lady at the parade.
Protest march.
The parade. The lady at the parade who said we should all fuck some shit up.
Yeah. Now was the time for fucking shit up. Kathy, how would you resist tyranny?
I'm going to resist it with my vote, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to continue to call out racist and bigoted activity when I see it. I was in line at Bed and Bath and Beyond one night, and I may or may not have been a little stoned.
You forgot one of the ands in that.
Bed and Bath and Beyond.
It's supposed to say and bed and
bed
bath
and
that's
and
bed too and bath that's and too beyond. Much we call it bloodbath and beyond, and that works just fine.
I like that.
Bloodbath and beyond.
It is like a bloodbath. You know, their aisles are not wide enough for the stupid
no
giant
and everything's park. So expensive.
Yeah, I never well
there's
sometimes
so
I go there but
things there,
I only
but
go with a coupon.
I only go with a coupon, and they have very specific things that I need there oftentimes.
If you don't have a coupon when you get to the checker, she looks at you like you're fucking
you
moron.
Here?
Like, you're kidding me. We send you a fucking coupon every single day. And you come in here with no coupon. I'm not even going to pull one out of the trash for you.
Dummy.
Yeah, I don't even have a secret stash of 5 billion coupons under the desk. Nope, you're a dummy. You're screwed. You're no coupon girl.
Nope.
Everybody knows you now. You're on camera.
You're like the Target lady from SNL, but grouchy and from Bloodbath and Beyond. Target!
I've never
seen
that.
Okay, wait, I have to tell you my story.
What story?
Resisting. About Blood and Bath and Beyond.
Oh yeah, yeah, tyranny. Tyranny.
I forgot. I'm sorry.
That was an epic rabbit hole, man. They just don't even get any better in that one. That
was sorry, crazy. Go. Okay. Blood, Bath, and Beyond.
So here's my story. So I'm standing in line, and there are three women in front of me, and right in front of me is this white lady in her, maybe in her mid-50s, and she's fully wearing the Arcadia uniform.
Uh-oh. Arcadia is a town near us where white people and rich people live.
So she's got the bleached blonde hair.
Oh, no.
She's got the Uggs and the leggings.
What?
She's...
That's still happening?
It is in Arcadia.
For the mid-50s.
Telling you, she was wearing the uniform. In front of her is an Asian woman, maybe also in her middle-50s.
Mm-hmm.
And in front of her is another woman. She wasn't white. I don't want to guess. She wasn't white. And the white lady's got a cart, and she's right in front of me, and she starts speaking in this kind of loud and odd way and says, "Oh, I'll move back so that there's space. Space is good."
And she's
directing this to the Asian woman, who just stands there. And the lady in front of her turns around and says something like, "Yeah, space." And there was just this really... But, okay, regardless of that. So the white lady says this, and then she says something else. I don't remember what, because I'm sort of seeing red at this point. I'm trying not to Hulk smash.
It all gets a little fuzzy.
And she turns to me, and she looks me in the eye, like, as if seeking confirmation. You know, that's not the first time that shitty-ass white folks have done that. You know, it's the thing that they do. And... So she looks towards me, and all I could do in that moment was look like mad dogger and look away. So I just like scowled, and then I averted my eyes, because what I wanted to say in that moment, like the instinctual response, was only going to be bringing some negative attention to me.
Right.
Right. That was going to shift the energy, and then I was the dick. And I just didn't know. I just was paralyzed with what to do in that moment. And so the lady gets close. She goes, the front first lady goes off to the line. The cashier says, "Next customer in line, please." And the Asian woman goes straight to him. Her English is fine. She knew exactly what that bitch was saying.
Uh-oh.
And then the white lady goes, and then I go next. And I'm, at this point, I'm just furious, and I'm furious with myself for not defending that woman. I had such opportunity right there to do the right thing, and I was paralyzed in the moment, and I was just really angry and disappointed with myself.
What would you have said?
Well, so later I went home and thought about that. I know that I personally do much better when I've had practice and a script, something
and
like
time
that.
Time to think.
Time to think about it, having something prepared. And so I went home, and I fooled around with things, and I talked to other people, and even with my therapist, and here's what I came up with. This is my response that I got in my back pocket already. Ready?
Will you let us use it if it's really good?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, go.
Really? Did you really just say that?
Oh, I've done this to people. It works.
That's going to be my response.
They become shocked.
Did you really just say that?
Yeah, because you're challenging them. They don't expect to be challenged.
I had a friend I no longer have, and we were talking, and she said the N-word in just regular conversation. And I looked at her, and I said, "What did you say? Like, say it again?"
And it wasn't ironically. She wasn't quoting a Tupac song.
No.
It's hard to believe that people
do
that,
and they think
anymore.
Because
it really
you're white.
Hard R?
Oh yes.
Oh my god.
It was something like so and so was asking me to do something, and I told him I'm not his house N word, and I was like taken back for a second, and I was like, oh no, and so I just, what did you say? Or I made it seem like I'm a little mad because did you really just say that? Like, what did you say? And she looked at me and she said, "House black person?"
Oh, God.
And I went, oh, God. We're not going to be friends anymore.
Well, that's over.
Yeah. And you don't know. I've been friends with her for like 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
Weird.
It's
I
weird.
I don't get it.
Wait, we were talking about resisting tyranny.
Right, and so I was telling you, you said, Kathy, how are you resisting tyranny? And I said, look at me keeping the fucking conversation.
I know, I'm like,
you're good
wow,
at that.
She's
I'm
so good.
I think I'm just not as stoned as you guys.
You have
I
the whole so. Conversation map inside your head.
It's just
well,
bizarre.
Were you, while you were coughing, we were smoking more.
That might have been it.
Yeah.
That might have been it. It's all good in the
There's
hood.
Still some more. We can still
oh,
smoke
I've also brought my own. There's plenty of opportunity here.
All right, ready? Well, this one's a big one.
Can we talk about, like... Okay, go ahead. What is it? If it's children in cages, I can't do
it's
it.
It's not. It's money out of politics.
Oh yeah, definitely. We can all agree on that.
Sounds yes. like a great idea. Next.
How do you do it, though?
Next, how do you do it?
How do you do it? You have to start boycotting the businesses that are supporting the fucking lobbyists and shit.
Well, I yes, and also we need to get rid of lobbying. It should be illegal.
Uh-huh.
These
it'll never become illegal until people realize what a bad thing it is.
These legislators introduce bills that they haven't even read.
Right.
A company will write it for them mm-hmm. and send it to them. And they've even been stupid enough sometimes to make copies where it has the original logo from the lobbying firm still on the bill that they have prepared and introduced into Congress.
Right.
And no one cares.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're used to it, and we don't say anything.
It's become the status quo.
It goes, it just flies under the radar.
And you know, money talks, right?
Money is the loudest bitch in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
So what's the solution, though?
A total revamp of the system completely.
I agree.
The whole system.
Imagine that that's not going to happen. Within this system, how would you do it?
My brain can't work like that. I just don't even know. It's so entrenched. I do believe that it is far, far deeper. Far deeper than even we can even imagine just sitting here tonight.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Right? So.
Way.
We don't know jack shit.
No, we have to just set the whole thing on fire.
Burn it down!
That's typically
Burn
my solution
it down!
To most things is just set
start
it on
over.
Fire.
Yeah. It feels like we're headed there right now.
Yeah.
The starting over.
That would be Where absolutely
the,
glorious.
Well, you know,
can you put the clothespin back on Yudi?
No, I was playing with the clothespin.
It's her counterweight. It's Kathy's turn.
So, you know, after God did the flood, right?
God did the flood.
Remember when God did the flood?
I remember it perfectly
in the Bible?
Like it was yesterday. In
right?
the Holy Bible.
So he said afterwards, he's like, all right, sorry, I'm not going to do the flood thing again, but you
Make
better look
work.
Out for fire. What he said.
What is the point
he
of
He said,
your
next time, Mitch, it's going to be fire.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it feels that way in California, for sure. Can you tell us another biblical story?
A biblical story?
No, a biblical story.
A biblical story.
Elizabeth fucking Warren.
Yes!
What does it say?
Elizabeth fucking Warren.
She's probably not in the Bible.
No, she's up people's asses because she's a badass.
She is a badass. I'm a fan.
I'm a super fan. I was a fan way back, and I would think to myself, I hope someday she's the president. Do you have anything to say about Elizabeth fucking Warren?
Oh, I love her. She's like, in my little mind, she's like, she's the really cool, super smart, fierce aunt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you could go to her with anything, and she'd be like, we're going to fix this shit.
Right.
Okay, let me ask you this. There was a story a few days ago wherein Elizabeth Warren was... I think the headline was, the lead was, only 1 in 5 Democrats know who Elizabeth Warren is.
What? That's a lie.
Did you see that article?
No, what? Because it's a lie.
It was on NPR. I'm going to see if I can find
Fake
it right
news.
Here.
Wait, on NPR?
It was on NPR.
What?
And
that can't be true.
How can 1 in 5 Democrats... Well, where are you polling?
So I looked for that information myself. in the article. So a friend of mine posted on Facebook, and before I read it, I jumped in and I was like, I would like to know the source of this, please. She was lamenting, you know, that Elizabeth Warren can't win because nobody knows who she is.
Because the patriarchy says so?
That's bizarre.
Yeah, because the media says so. So, you know, it's the fix is on. The fix is in. They keep feeding us information like that so that we won't believe her.
Right.
We won't believe that she's electable, that she's a great leader, and all of that, right?
Apparently, I don't remember this because it was like my first time voting in a presidential election, and I wasn't really paying that much attention. I just thought he was cool. Bill Clinton, before he won, was polling third place.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, polls this early are notoriously
it's
long.
It's too early.
What
to
does
go
the
by
guy
the
say? Oh, my God.
What guy?
You
what
know
are you talking
the guy.
About?
He's like a sociologist, mathematician guy who he has.
I know so many of those guys, Kimmy. You're going to have to tell me which one.
I know.
One.
I do this all the time. It's terrible. He has predicted all of the presidencies in his lifetime.
Oh.
With success.
It sounds like Rapunzel.
Yeah, it's some crazy name that.
What is it?
Got stickers on it.
Rumpelstiltskin. No.
No.
It starts with an R. Wait. What? It's that guy.
Right.
Rasputin? No.
Mm-mm. Rasputin.
What is wrong with my brain?
Rasputin made a magical potion. Oh, now he knows.
I'll think of it later. Right now, my brain is going.
Trying to find that article. Where?
She's lighting the joint again. I can't think of English words. I can't even remember what I was going to say.
Were you thinking of French words? Or Italian words?
Si. Oh, the compulsion to want to, like, spy on people would be too strong if I were invisible.
I don't think I would want to, like, go, like, spy on other people, but I would like to just walk around unnoticed.
Oh, I do that all the time.
I don't think of it.
You don't have to be invisible. Or invisible.
Are divisible?
I am indivisible.
Okay. Are you going to just roll with all of our chatter?
No.
That's what I mean.
I'm going to put together an outtakes. It's just me not being able to speak English. I feel like we've learned our lesson now. We should stick to one.
Is it that bad?
I'm not sure.
I don't think it's that bad. I think we just need to,
there's
like,
there's a lot of cool
that's because it's a pretty 35
shopping.
Minutes.
That's
it's
a half a day of grocery shopping.
Mother's gone out to town to do the grocery shopping for
her mail. She brought the cooler this time. Last time milk went bad.
Last time she forgot my eggs.
And the butter was all
wither
mushy.
Away time. Mother, I've got to go into town for some Band-Aids.
There's no, like, midnight Scooby snack runs when it's 35 minutes to Trader Joe's.
You going to run for president? Are you going to save us?
Yes.
Are you our savior, Cass?
No.
You're not the libtard savior?
No.
Oh.
Are you sure?
I'm a slice of pizza. This is why we don't get stoned and record, Kimmy.
I think it's fun.
It's fun to do, not listen to.
You never know. You haven't listened to it yet?
Oh. Whoa.
What?
I just jumped into a time loop, that's all.
What do you mean?
If you haven't listened to it yet, and then I'm imagining myself listening to it later and you saying that.
Right. And then sitting here right now thinking about that. The layers are thin right now. I'm telling you, the layers are thin. Look out. Be careful. Don't get stuck in the time.
What is that noise?
Oh, that's mine.
Stop it.
We're just getting ready to say goodbye.
Stop it.
Hey, Kathy.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for asking me. I'm truly honored to.
Oh, it was so good to have you here, Kathy.
Curio Podcast is a Porch Swing production. Big thanks to all of our contributors and special guests. For more info, please visit Twitter at Podcast Curio, Curio Podcast on Facebook, and CurioPodcast.org. And remember, Curio Podcast loves you.
Yay!